The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're tuning in to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about interesting animals that you may not have even heard about before. And today, I've prepared something that I'm sure you'll give two hoots about, that being the Great Horned Owl. So let me twit to woo you over with some amazing facts that I've gathered throughout this week. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The Great Horned Owl is a large species of owl that is mainly native to America, in places such as deserts, forests, and even urban areas. Like the harpy eagle, which I've previously mentioned in one of my podcasts a few weeks back, this bulky boo-boo is well known for its striking appearance, supporting astonishing yellow eyes and a molted grey-brown plumage, which is usually the last thing their prey sees before it's lights out for them. And speaking of, the Great Horned Owl is no fussy eater, so its grocery list is boundless. Consisting of small mammals like rats, hares and prairie dogs, birds like doves and hawks, reptiles like snakes and lizards, and they'll even tuck in on roadkill. Although not as big as a harpy eagle, these nocturnal nightmares are fierce hunters, and their razor-sharp talons are more than enough evidence. They'll pursue their prey upon silent wings, flying through pitch blackness at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour. And once they're in close enough range, well, those talons do the gory part of the work. Despite how brutish and beastly this owl sounds, it doesn't stop them from getting pickpocketed by crows. You heard me right, a mob of murky murderers can overwhelm even the most motivated owl. And fun fact, some scientists reckon that crows have entered their stone age because of their level of intelligence, demonstrated by their ability to use tools made from rocks. But all that's for another day. What isn't for another day is the fact that a hoot from a great horned owl is deep and dynamic, and can be heard from a whopping 10 miles away. Great if you're wanting to listen to one, but a nightmare if you're in the middle of dozing off. Look me dead in the eye if you know this one, but a great horned owl's eyes are enormous, especially their pupils, which act almost like a pair of night vision goggles during midnight hunts. And even though they can't move their eyes about, they do have the ability to twist their head 180 degrees and they've got super sensitive hearing. Seems a bit like overkill, or owl-verkill, am I right? Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.